Triple M, Peplo for breakfast. Now, dating predictions for 2023. I am well and truly out of the dating game, which is why we need to bring in an expert, Karina Chapman. She's a conscious connection expert, and she's put together five predictions for 2023. If you are single, listen up. Karina, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've seen, obviously, with lockdowns and the wild last 3 years that we've all been through, there's been definitely a shift when it comes and an approach to dating. So what are some of the key things that you've noticed, and you've put together this sort of top five list of what you think is going to happen for the remainder of this year?
Absolutely. There's been a shift towards people wanting to create more space in their lives now for breaks and rest. You know, we really value that now. And I think that when we've had the lockdowns and feeling quite disconnected from other humans, we've had that time to reflect and decide, you know, what do we really want our lives to look like? So my first prediction is that there's going to be a lot more work-life balance. And that is, you know, in relation to dating, because they've got more time to grow their personal connections, spend time for themselves, and have time with a new partner. So perhaps workaholics might have a harder time finding a date this year.
Maybe. Now, we know that, the finances at the moment, inflation is just going crazy. I went down to buy my favourite yogurt the other day from the supermarket. It has doubled in price. So that is, it's just insane, some of these things. So I imagine budget finances, is that going to come into play?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right with that, because inflation's hitting families hard, but imagine if you're a single living by yourself.
Yeah.
No one else is sharing the rent or anything like that. So you want to have some budget conscious dates in mind, places you can take people for, you know, a really enjoyable time that's not going to break the bank.
Good one. Now, number three, you've put in beliefs, and specifically environmental ones.
Yeah, there's a real trend worldwide towards dating partner choices being made around others' concern for the environment, especially if they've got a strong view. Mm-hmm. And it's a real current topic at the moment. And, you know, singles are actually curious to know whether you recycle or, you know, what your view is on climate change now. In fact, since the pandemic, even whether you're vaccinated or not can influence other singles these days as to whether they'd want to go on a date with you or not.
We are looking at the top five dating predictions for 2023. Number four, what's on your list?
Number four is higher boundaries. So a lot of people, because they've had that time to get to know themselves better, they've got a clear idea of what they want and they strengthen their boundaries. So in boundaries means more like what behaviours are acceptable to you or which ones are not okay. So in dating, there'll be a lot more boundary setting, with singles gaining clarity on what does and doesn't work for them in a connection. So maybe if they're on a first date, rather than just ignore a red flag, they decide, no, that's a boundary that I don't want to step across, and there's no date number two.
And you might be a bit more protective, I guess, with your time as well, right? Because we have had the ability to have all this time with ourselves that, you know, if you are single, maybe you want to cherish that a little bit more.
You're absolutely right with that, definitely.
Now, number five, what's your last prediction for 2023 when it comes to dating?
So number five is woman power. So research is showing us at the moment that there's more women choosing to make the first move now, which generally it's more the guys that would tend to message first, even on a dating app. Mm-hmm. And that shows with the popularity of Bumble, which is a dating app that specifically the women have to message first and the guys don't get the chance. So, yeah, so the tables are turning a little bit. A lot of women get too many messages on dating sites and they just get overwhelmed. So this gives them the power then to be able to choose who they want to chat to and who they want to date.
That must be why I'm getting all those Instagram messages at the moment of women wanting me to show, watch their videos. Is that right?
Oh, it must be.
Click and block.
That's right.
Karina, it's always good to chat. If people want to find out more, they can jump on your website, karinachapman.com. You've got workshops, you've got some books and some courses as well. And, of course, checking on those top five predictions for dating in 2023. Appreciate the time and all the best for the remainder of the year.
You're welcome. Thank you.